poll, only 21% of voters strongly approve of Biden, 49% strongly disapprove. By Wendell Hasebo on April 24, 2024. Only 21% of voters strongly approved of President Joe Biden, while 49% strongly disapproved, a recent Rasmussen poll found, raising re-election concerns for the president. Overall, the poll found a 20-point differential between voters who approved of Biden and those who did not. 39% approved. 59% disapproved. Biden's presidential approval index rating is minus 28 points. 49%, 21%, the lowest rating since July 2022, minus 29. Throughout the summer of 2022, gas prices and inflation soared. While the rate of inflation decreased in 2024, costs continue to steadily climb and experts predict costs will not return to pre-Biden era norms. Today, a Big Mac burger, a medium beverage, and a medium fry meal cost $18 in some locations, up $10 from 2018 when former President Donald Trump was president. Biden began his presidency with a minus 2 presidential approval index rating, 26 points better than nearly 3 years later. Related, undaunted. Trump lambasts unfair Biden trials as election interference. His rating remained relatively flat until the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal that killed 13 U.S. troops. It continued to remain in the high 20s and low 30s until 2022 when Biden lifted many of the draconian coronavirus restrictions. It dropped to the teens for much of 2023 until October 7. Biden's declining numbers in 2024 are related to his handling of Middle East unrest and the anti-Israel protesters' increased displeasure with the president. Biden's political base opposes supporting Israel against Hamas, but the president continues to greenlight funding and arms sales to Israel. What's going on at the college level and the colleges Columbia, NYU, and others is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal, Trump told reporters Tuesday. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing, and it's a mess. It's all Biden's fault, Trump said. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he is doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country. The poll sampled 300 likely voters on a rolling basis per night with 2.5-point margin of error. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.